Get even micronutrient distribution across your field with EvenCoat technology from WolfTrax. EvenCoat technology is designed to uniformly coat each dry fertilizer granule, so micronutrients are evenly distributed throughout the blend and across the field. The result is closer proximity to growing roots to prevent soil or weather-induced deficiencies and increase potential for nutrient uptake. Take the Crop Nutrition Challenge to test your knowledge and win at WolfTraxMicros.com.
Welcome to the Scoop Podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Joining us today is Pat Sullivan. He is the Vice President of Partner Success at AgVen. Pat, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Margie.
So, okay, Pat, AgVen, you guys are helping digitize the business of ag retailers. You're charged with partner success. Tell us a little bit about your role.
Yeah. Well, in most software companies, they call partner success, customer success. At AgVen, we call all of the retailers, cooperatives, and other agribusinesses that we work with our partners, not our customers. This is indicative of the relationship that we strive for with these companies. Our goal is to provide them a world-class experience for their customers and for their teams. And so we think we have to have a deep understanding of their business and vested interest in their success. In order to do that, we're on this journey together. For what we actually do, once a company decides to partner with AgVen, the partner success team comes in to make sure that they are in fact successful with our platform. So that includes the onboarding of them, team of specialists there. We have account managers that help them with their digital transformation and strategy, product experts to help with training, and a technical support team to make sure that the platform is set up and works correctly for them.
So now, Pat, how long have you been at AgVen?
It is 4 years now.
That's awesome. So in those 4 years, what are you most proud of that you guys have accomplished?
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of things to be proud of that the team has accomplished over the past 4 years. I think probably the most obvious would be our successful transition from being a marketplace company to being this digital enablement platform for ag retail. And for those that might not be as familiar with AgVen, right? In 2017, we started as a marketplace where ag retailers could list their products and services and connect with growers digitally, always having the intent of providing digital tools to ag retail. Kind of around the same time, we had a white label version of that platform for ag retailers that wanted to connect on a more one-to-one basis. It was just e-commerce at that time, but that platform grew and evolved again to this digital enablement platform. So it means it connects all of their different systems, ERP, finance, agronomy, and for cooperatives, grain, energy, and feed as well. And so on top of that, it's a grower portal, a bunch of tools for their sales team like CRM and marketing. Making that transition was met positively by ag retailers and their grower customers, that it was such an obvious decision to us to close our marketplace, just focus on that, and it's really helped accelerate the growth of our company. So,
yeah, definitely a pivot point in AgVen's history. Now, you're talking about digital strategy. You guys are bringing forward this digital enablement platform. You've added all these different business sectors that these cooperatives and ag retailers can bring onto the software. What's been some of the greatest feedback you've gotten in the last year as you guys have continued to expand AgVen?
Yeah, well, I mean, our partners are awesome in that they're always giving feedback and how the platform can improve, we can improve it as a company. And that's one of the most important things for us. But I think one of the favorite pieces of feedback that I've received from one of our partners is that our team has at times made them uncomfortable. And it's not always what you want to hear from your customers, right? It's not because our team is awkward or anything like that, but they have felt like we are pushing them outside of their comfort zone, helping them expand what they do and change the way that they work. And so that's an experience that I want our customers to receive from us, or our partners to receive from us.
I have a saying that I even use internally, and it's called healthy stretching, right? You don't want to strain a muscle, but you want to stretch it.
Yeah, improvement is just outside of your comfort zone. So
there you go. Exactly. All right. We are talking to Pat Sullivan. He is the Vice President of Partner Success at AgVen, and we will be right back after this commercial break. Today, we are joined by Edwin Suarez. He is the Senior Agronomist with Koch Agronomic Services. Welcome, Edwin.
Thank you so much, Margie, for the invitation and happy to be here.
To get maximum yield, you really have to have the right product in the right place. How can growers ensure they are evenly distributing key micronutrients in their fields?
That is a great question, Margie. Now, with Wolfstrex DDP technology from Koch Agronomic Services, growers can treat their dry fertilizer applications, whether they are nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, or blends, and promote a uniform blanket approach distribution of micronutrients in the field. What this means is that after treating with Wolfstrex DDP, every granule of that dry fertilizer blend will become a source for micronutrient nutrition. When we apply that product in the field, we will get more granules per square foot, which means we're placing those micronutrients closer to growing roots to promote root interception, nutrient uptake, and better nutrient use efficiency.
Edwin, this really sounds like another tool in the toolbox when it comes to 4R nutrient stewardship, correct?
You're exactly right. This aligns perfectly with the 4Rs. We're placing the right rate that the crop needs to prevent deficiencies at the right time. We want to attack those deficiencies before it occurs. The right source, as we were saying, Wolfstrex fits logistics to promote that blanket approach, and the right placement. We're putting it closer to those growing roots to promote that root interception and nutrient uptake.
So Edwin, where should folks go to learn more about Wolfstrex and Koch Agronomic Services?
To learn more about this tool and others that we have, they can visit us at kochagronomicservices.com, where they can learn more about Wolfstrex DDP and the science behind it.
That's kochagronomicservices.com. Thank you, Edwin. That is Edwin Suarez, Senior Agronomist with Koch Agronomic Services. We're back on the Scoop podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp, joined with Pat Sullivan, Vice President of Partner Success at AgVen. You know, Pat, you talked about that pivot point in AgVen's trajectory where you guys really went from focusing on a marketplace and e-commerce to now a real focus on digital enablement and grower platforms. What do you think has changed from your partners, your customers, the co-ops, ag retailers, what's changed about their perception of the tools that you guys are helping them adopt?
Yeah. Well, if you look back 5 years ago, the narrative around doing business online in agriculture was all about buying low-cost inputs from online-only providers. And I'm sure you know that and wrote many stories about it at the time. And I think that was a really limiting experience in terms of what producers could do digitally, right? They didn't have the ability to work with suppliers that they already had great relationships with. And we know that that's extremely important, right, in the industry. And so that's starting to change. And ag retailers are starting to engage with business online, making it easier for their customers to do business with them. Right? When you think about an ag retailer or cooperative, they do a lot more than just sell them inputs. And there's a number of different ways that they interact. So digital tools should really allow them to do that in an easier fashion, whether it's just viewing information, looking at the agronomy recommendations or financing that's provided to them. Growers want to do that on their terms when it's convenient. And this is what digital is allowing for ag retailers and their customers today.
Yeah, I think we're having a totally different conversation about what it even means to buy online, right? And not that e-commerce is a bad word or vocabulary choice to use, but I think it all means a little something different to both farmers and ag retailers or other vendors online, right?
Yeah. When you think and hear the word e-commerce, right, everyone goes to that Amazon point click buy experience, and that's not what it is in agriculture, right? It might just be, hey, I want to look at the label, find a little product information, look at the field trials of this, product and or look at my soil samples, right? There's a lot that goes into those decisions. And so that conventional e-commerce experience, it isn't, you know, indicative of what the experienced growers want in the ag industry.
Yeah. So there's still a lot of ground that we need to cover as an industry, right? As far as bringing business online, bringing information, like you referenced, product labels online. So what do you want to say to retailers who might be on the fence, right? About either the time that it requires to invest, the investment as far as bringing their business online, or if now is the moment in time? What do you tell those people who might be on the fence for any of those reasons about taking their business online?
Yeah, well, and you know, going back to our previous question here is one, right? It's not a separate channel, right? It's not online versus offline, as people want to access you in a number of different ways. And so they should think of it as a way to strengthen their core business, allow it, make it easier for their customers to reach them, improve those relationships. And it's about helping their team do more without adding people, without working more hours, right? And so connecting all their different systems, streamlining their workflows, giving them more access to information, better insight into their customers, we think is going to enable them in the long term to be more successful. It's not going to be, you know, no company digitally transforms overnight, but going one step at a time through that process, it's better to start now. So
Pat, you're working with a lot of different retailers across the country and helping bring their business online. If you could just share some of your favorite successes that you've seen in how that's been helpful to those retailers.
Yeah, well, we're fortunate that we have a diverse set of partners across the country, and they see success from our platform in a number of different ways. You know, some of them, it's just bring back customers who had gone elsewhere to do business, but the ease of doing it online actually brought them back to that ag retailer. There's a million little things like, hey, some of our retailers saw faster online payments in the magnitude of 30 days just because of the ease of doing it. A lot of them have streamlined their workflows, reduced the time to get contract signatures. We even had one recently that launched the grain part of our platform and it was over 5% of the offers submitted in their second month of being live go through the digital platform. And just seeing all those successes together has been awesome. And it varies from ag retailer based on their business. So.
Yeah. Okay. So I do have another question, and that would be, so we've seen, and you know, our Farm Journal survey where we ask farmers what they're buying online. And for the past 4 years, herbicides have always been the top product category, but this conversation is illuminating that it's a lot more than just buying inputs online, right? So if you had to pick the richest opportunity that has yet to be tapped, the best kept secret, right? Or the most convincing reason to digitize your business, what is it? What would you share with ag retailers is that rich, fertile ground to plow?
Well, okay. So I think there's really two big opportunities for ag retail when you're looking forward. One is just when you connect all the different systems and pull all the data that you have together, it allows you to derive more insight, right? Understanding what your customers are buying, maybe, you know, what different segments that they're purchasing from you, and more intelligently be able to market to them. And so that kind of goes to the second piece is being able to more easily communicate your offering across your customers, right? And so that could be sharing information about different finance providers or options that you want in a scalable fashion, giving them information about, you know, new products to the marketplace in an easier fashion across your sales team, or even sharing that in a more easy fashion across your team. So,
no, that's awesome. Okay, Pat, the catalyst for bringing you on the podcast was that you were named one of our 40 under 40 awardees. So congratulations for that. And in that, what would you share with folks who are maybe on the early years of their career in ag retail?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I've been extremely fortunate, right, to be part of a company that's been growing and has been extremely challenging for me every day, right? You want to find a place that is constantly pushing you, to go back to our earlier conversation, outside of your comfort zone, and giving you those opportunities to grow, to learn, you know, to fail and learn from it. So.
No, that's awesome. Okay, Pat, I like to ask all of my podcast guests these three questions, okay? Just to kind of tie a bow on our interview. So the first one would be, what do you wish you knew 6 months ago?
6 months ago. Ooh, feels like a lifetime ago at this point, right? And so at Agvin, we're fortunate to constantly be growing, adding a lot of new people. And so there's a few things I wish I did in terms of specializing roles and making transitions with the team in a faster fashion than we have in the past. So,
yeah. Pat, what keeps you up at night?
Keeps me up at night, mostly caffeine. But for us, it's just continuing to provide the high level of service that we have as we add more customers to Agvin. Want to make sure that everyone has a great experience with us, and doing that as we continue to grow is extremely important.
Pat, I've got one last question for you, and that is, what is a prediction that you have for the year ahead?
Yeah, we'll go bold here. I think about double the ag retailers that have an online offering today than this point right now. And then the other one would be New England Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl. So.
I love it, Pat. Something professional and personal that you want to have achieved in the next year. That is terrific. So, Pat, if folks do want to learn more about Agvin, where can they find you guys online?
Yeah, agvin.com or our LinkedIn page is extremely active. So find us at either place.
Awesome. So that is Pat Sullivan. He's Vice President of Partner Success at Agvin. Thank you for coming on the podcast, Pat. Congratulations again on being named a 40 under 40. To all of our listeners, thank you for joining us. I hope you're having a safe and productive growing season. You can find us on Twitter at Farmers Advisor. And until next time, I'm editor of The Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp.
Get even micronutrient distribution across your field with EvenCoat technology from WolfTrax. EvenCoat technology is designed to uniformly coat each dry fertilizer granule, so micronutrients are evenly distributed throughout the blend and across the field. The result is closer proximity to growing roots to prevent soil or weather-induced deficiencies and increase potential for nutrient uptake. Take the Crop Nutrition Challenge to test your knowledge and win at WolfTraxMicros.com.
My buddy Kyle here is going to help me tell you about Corteva
and
the power of
and.
You see, Intrepid Edge insecticide combines fast knockdown
and
lasting residual activity for proven results.
And
it has two modes of action that deliver effective control against robbing insects, like leaf miners
and
armyworms
and
corn borers
and
loopers.
And
oh, lunchtime. Thanks, Kyle.
And
visit intrepidedge.corteva.us to learn more.